kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samantala po sa ibang dako naman at ibang usapin, tungo tayo sa seguridad ng Australia laban naman po sa terorismo. Ayan, itinaas nga po ng Australia ang terror threat level sa probable mula sa possible sa unang pagkakataon matapos ang isang dekada. Ayon sa ASIO, ito ay resulta ng mga extreme ideologies at pagtaas ng mga politically motivated na violence. Narito po ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Gabriel Catenaccio at Pablo Vinales na sinalin sa Wikang Filipino. May pangamba ng dumaraming ideological at religious extremism sa buong mundo noon pa man. Ngunit ayon sa pamalang Australia, ay lalong tumaas ang panganib nito kung kaya tinututukan ngayon ang seguridad ng bansa. Inilarawan ni Mikey Burgess, Director General ng Australian Security Intelligence Organisation or ASIO, ang seguridad sa Australia bilang degrading.
You've heard me say many times that espionage and foreign interference are our principal security concerns. ASIO's intelligence suggests that is no longer accurate. While the threats to our way of life remain elevated, we are seeing an increase in extremism. More Australians are being radicalised and radicalised more quickly. More Australians are embracing a more diverse range of extreme ideologies, and more Australians are willing to use violence to advance their cause.
Tinaas ng Domestic Spy Agency ng Australia ang threat level nito sa probable mula possible. Ganito ang level noong 2014 tapos binaba muli noong 2022. Naglabas si Prime Minister Albanese ng mensahe sa mga Australiano.
I want to reassure Australians, probable does not mean inevitable and it does not mean there is intelligence about an imminent threat or danger. But the advice that we've received is that more Australians are embracing a more diverse range of extreme ideologies, and it is our responsibility to be vigilant.
Nagbabala din ng mahigit 50% ang tsansa ng pag-atake sa loob ng bansa o planong pag-atake sa susunod na taon na malamang ay gagawin ng isang tao gamit ang isang sandata. Sa nakaraang 4 na buwan, natigil ng ahensya ang 8 insidente kung saan kabilang ang pinaghihinalaang terorismo o iniimbestigahan bilang potensyal na banta. Pinapadali din ang social media ang ganitong pangyayari at nababahala ang mga ahensya lalo na sa mga kabataang lalaki. Ito ang pahayag ni Justin Bassey mula sa Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
We are seeing an increase in anti-authority ideology that covers a range of issues, whether it be issues like vaccines, economic prosperity, pro-Palestinian protests, the protests against those protests. We are seeing increased division in society, and there is clearly a concern that ASIO has that instead of just being lawful, legal, non-violent protests, there is an increased risk that a minority of people are going to turn those protests into violent ones.
Bahagi nito ay sinisinig ng Albanese sa mga kalaban niya sa politika. Aniya, kailangan ng mga politiko na mapanatili ang malusog, tapat at produktibong mga talumpati.
My message to political leaders is that words matter. And it is important that people engage in a way that is respectful, that people don't make claims that they know are not right in order to try to secure some short-term political advantage, which is what we have seen.
Ito ay kasunod ng pagsuporta ng Greens sa pro-Palestinian protest at mga pag-angkin na binibigyan ng pamahalaan ang Israel ng mga armas at bala para sa pagsalakay nito sa Gaza. Pilit na tinanggi ng pamahalaan ito sa kabila ng kakulangan ng defense transparency. Sinagot ng Green Senator David Shoebridge ang mga pahayag ni Yunong Albanese. Aniya, napaka-irresponsable upang gamitin itong oportunidad upang i-ere ang kanyang mga political na sentimento. Samantala, diniin ng ASIO Director General ang pagtaas ng extremism mula sa iba't ibang political at ideological spectrum.
Our decision is not a direct response to the tragic events in the Middle East. At this stage, we do not believe any of the terrorist plots we have investigated in the last year have been inspired by Gaza. Terrorist leaders offshore are not inspiring attacks onshore. This is why we did not raise the threat level in the immediate aftermath of the 7th of October.
Samantala, suportado naman ni opposition leader Peter Dutton ang nasabing payo.
I just encourage people, please, to heed the advice from Mike Burgess, because we do live in a precarious time. The national security risks that we have because of our values and what we believe in will always be there, and we need to make sure that that every support is provided to ASIO, and I'll make sure that we do that.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.